want to say this morning, the Lord's not prejudiced. The Jews were some of the most prejudiced people in the Bible. And he's no respecter of persons. And God's no respecter of persons. Justin, he loves you as much as he loves me.
That's right.
He don't love me more than he loves you. That's right. He'll do for you what he'll do for me. No matter where you at in the body of Christ, there's no position or part that's more important than another. All of them needful. Said it's necessary. Jesus don't think like we do. He went to the worst of people in the Bible and saved them. But when you really see how sinful we are, we put ourselves in that same category. I don't think that I can say that anybody, knowing myself, was more sinful than me. I don't think Paul could. He said, I'm the chief of sinners. Not was the chief of sinners, am the chief of sinners. I think a man has to see himself like that if he'll ever do anything for God. I don't think he'll ever think much of himself after he sees himself. That's when God does something for us. When we see we can't do it. When we see that it's only our only hope's him and our only source of anything in the spiritual life is him. It's not us. I can't do nothing else. If I tried, it wouldn't work. I did not call myself and put myself in this place. You can't do nothing else but what you are. If you're a hand, then you're a hand. You can't be a foot. If you're a foot, you can't be a hand. You got to be who you are.
Yes, sir.
And do what God wants you to do. There's too many people that's not doing what God wants them to do. You have to come under the submission of the head. And it's Christ. Do not think in yourself, well, I can't do that. Well, that's a good thought because I can't neither, but at the same time, he'll do it in you and through you.
Yes,
you're the body of Christ on earth. I mean the living organism, lively stones in the foundation that God chooses to use in this world. And that's the way he operates. I don't mean to misuse this if you think different. He don't use material. He uses you. Amen. That's right. You can hold a sign up all day, but he'd rather for you to say it. He's using the temple of God. The treasure's in the earthen vessel. It is. It's set up like that. Amen. Everybody's got a part in this thing.
Yes, sir.
That's in the body of believers.
Amen.
And I want to say again, he's not prejudiced. He sent Jonah to a bunch of heathens. Amen. That's right. The reason Jonah didn't want to go because he knew the mercy of God and he didn't like Gentile people. That's right. And God sent him anyway and he had him to do it. He was going to do it. Somebody said, no, listen, there wasn't but one that's going to go down there and preach. It was Jonah. It wasn't, nobody else could do it. You got to get that. You said that the other night. And I got to thinking about that. And that is the God's truth. Amen. God chooses that person for that will of God. And them people, that person's going to do it. Amen. If he, listen, I'm just like, if he has to make you, he'll do it. Amen. He put him in a well. Amen. Thank God. And he said, now the word of the Lord came in the second time. And he done it. Amen. He went to where God said, do it. And brother, he went and told him what God said. Amen. And didn't like what happened after he said it. But it was the purpose of God. It was the will of God. Amen. Listen, that shows you right there. I saw him. Amen. The preacher didn't want to go to Nineveh, but he went anyhow. Amen. Why? God told him he was. Amen. He kept. He told him a second time. Amen. And he didn't run away from him. He ran to it. I'm going to tell you this morning. Hey, God, what he sets up, he brings forth. And that's right. There ain't nobody else can do what you can do. Amen. Ain't nobody else can do what you can do. I can't do what you can do. You can't do what I can do. And I think in the church, a lot of times, we're waiting on somebody else to do it. God wants you to do it. That's right. There's no inactive body parts in Christ. Amen. There's no such thing as inactive church members. I know they got inactive church members lists. Your brother, no God, what with God, amen, it's alive. Amen, it put the living spirit in us. Amen, have an inactive member. Amen, that's right. Amen. Listen, he didn't take long in John 15. He said, that he didn't, hey God, he said, every branch of me beareth fruit, beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Amen, that's right. I mean, what use is it if it ain't used? What use is it if we're not doing what God said? What use is it if it ain't been put to contact and done what we say? Amen, everything was made to be used. Hey, God, listen, everything. That pew was made to sit on. Amen, it wouldn't look good. We got a lot of things we don't use, amen, in our possessions, amen, and things in our life. That shows you right there that we don't need them probably. Hey, God, I got too much stuff. But the thing of it is, God never calls or created anything in his will for his spiritual kingdom that he didn't intend to use. Amen, that's right. Amen. That's right. Hey, God wants to use you this morning. Amen. And listen, God ain't trying to you do anything. He does what he pleases. Amen. But thank God, friend, I'm telling you, sometime he'll have to put the pressure on you. That's right. He'll have to put the pressure on you. Amen. I studied on that woman at the well this morning. And there's some interesting things in that woman. Amen. Number one, she'd been married 5 times. I thought, you know, that's a lot of marriages. And what constituted a marriage in that day to the Samaritans? Amen. He said, I'm a woman. She said, I'm a woman of Samaria. In fact, amen, you don't deal with us. He's not prejudiced. Amen. Listen, can I tell you this? I know this is tough. Amen. But skin color don't matter to him. It don't matter to him. Amen. It matters to us, but it don't matter to him. A spiritual kingdom. That's what it is. Amen. Do you think, thank God, when we get to heaven, everybody's going to be white? Oh, no, friend. They'll be made like unto him. Amen. Listen, brother, the skin color don't have nothing to do with a man being born again. Amen. That's the spirit of God in a man. God did have favor, amen, on me. Amen. I know that. But listen, he didn't see no good in me. He didn't look down the road and say, well, I can make something out of him. He's a good product. No, I was a bad product. Amen. There wasn't nothing good in me. Amen. He took something that he could supernaturally do in me. Amen. To make bring him glory. Amen. And do what he set up. It was a good pleasure. He worketh all things after the counsel of what his own will. And that was his will. That's why I said I couldn't do nothing else. It was his will to do this. I think I'm so inadequate. And my friend, thank God, when he was a teaching this morning, I think, Lord, I don't understand why you'd even consider me. And why you set these things up. Amen. But there's no other way I could do it. Amen. If I had to go out, thank God, and preach to the goats. Amen. That's what I'd do. Amen. Thank God, just do it. I mean, if you got something on your life God called you into, then you got to do it. Amen. If you don't do it, then you won't be satisfied in a man's heart. There's nothing can satisfy you today apart from Christ and His salvation and His definite will. Amen. The perfect will of God. Amen. Listen, if you're saved, and I mean really saved, that's the only way you can be really saved. Amen. I'll tell you this. There's the God of heaven lives you in you in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thought about that so much. He taught about that power this morning. And listen, I know Christ is the power. I know He said, ye shall receive power. But I seem so powerless sometimes. And I feel like, brother, listen, thank God, the only way we'll have it is manifest to us in the good pleasure of His will. Amen. And God showing His Son to you this morning. Amen. How good He's been to us. Amen. How good He, listen, it affects me when it affects you. It affects me if you go through a trial. It affects me if you're struggling. It affects me if you're being defeated. Why? Because, brother, listen, this gospel's going to bring that. It's just the way it is. It afflicts us. It causes us to go low times. Amen. Not everybody's living on the high time all the time. Why? Because it's the purpose of God that you go through low times, that you go through hard times, that you go through, my friend, these things in life, but it still bothers me. Amen. I mean, I'm just honest. I wish everything was good all the time. He's good all the time, and He's good in everything we go through. He don't change. It don't matter what you go through. He ain't no different. Thank God before you got in it, and amen. And when you're going through it, He don't change. He just knows what to do for you. Why in it? And you never know, wouldn't know what He does do unless you get in it. Amen. You got to go through it. Thank God to know it. The Hebrews got thrown in the fire that they knew. Thank God. Amen. They said He's our God. If He don't deliver us, He's still our God. But they wouldn't have known it unless that had got thrown in it. Amen. So if you want a trouble-free life, you'll have to wait till you get out of here. That's right. You ain't going to go through a trouble-free life. You're not going to. The biggest trouble I have is me. That's the biggest trouble you got. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Stand in need of prayer. This woman was going to get water at Jacob's well. Are you greater than our father Jacob? Listen, she didn't know who he was. Brother, she did not know who he was. That's right. This is a Jew. And he said, I must needs go through Samaria. There's a need. Amen. And the needs that woman. Amen. She needs me. That's right. She needs to know about this living water. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And living water. Thank God. The water of God in Christ. The salvation. The knowledge of God. She needs to know about this. All them people had to be superstitious. They were pagan. There was Jews there too. It was mixed, of course. Amen. They were men. The seed was mingled. And they brought up, my friend, a mixed race of people here. Amen. The Jews had no dealings with. And that seed line was very important in that day. You know it was, because even in back to Abraham, amen, when he sent for Isaac a wife and Jacob a wife, it had to be in the right seed. Thank God, why the Messiah was coming through it. That's why Jesus, amen, come through that seed of Abraham. Amen. Listen, what was the blessing of Abraham? It was going to be the Messiah. It was going to be the faith God gave him through the gospel that was preached to him of the Messiah. Thank God would resurrect when he took Isaac on the mountain. Amen. A picture, thank God, of the sufferings. Amen. Through a son of his. Even though he didn't have to die, there's a substitute. Thank God for him. And he said, we're coming back.
He's seen the resurrection. He's seen, thank God, the promise. And they're in Abraham this morning. Thank God, all the promises of God are in Christ. Thank God, but we can go back to Him. Thank God, and receive the promises of God that He gave us. Abraham, amen. Comes through the Messiah. Everything comes through Christ. Everything. That's why I said it the other week. Why would you want to go to anybody else when He can do everything? Amen. That Samaritan woman married 5 times with a man who wasn't her husband. I really didn't know what constituted a marriage. If I had to guess, and it's just a guess, it ain't no that I know this, it had to be some ceremony or something that was a commitment of contract that she'd have 5 husbands. How old was she? I mean, she'd been married 5 times. She wasn't that young, probably. She was with a man that wasn't her husband. And here Jesus goes to her. That's amazing. You wouldn't have picked her out. You wouldn't have said, I got to go to Samaria. There's a woman down there that's been married 5 times and she's living with a man. And she's got a religion. She don't know nothing about God but what she's heard them talk about. She don't know nothing about me. She don't know me. Amen. On the planet Earth today, God come to where you was at. There's a whole lot of people that was better than we were far as in the eyes of man. Listen, I mean, why would God come to you? I mean, to look at how sinful and corrupt we really were. But God picked us out on that day to come to where we were. Amen. And open our eyes to who He was. Amen. It wasn't a religious act. It was a sovereign revelation to you, thank God, of who you were. Amen. And showed you who He was. And you never would have known Him unless He made Himself known. Thank God, through the Spirit, through the power. How could you ever open your eyes? You couldn't. A blind man couldn't open his eyes. He couldn't see it like that. Amen. They just looked at him. He said, just another Jew. But this Jew man's come in our territory. Thank God, in the northern part. And why would he come through here? He don't care about us. There's no dealings with us in the Jews. We're all nobodies. Amen. Listen, that's what we really were. We're all nobodies. A Gentile, not in the covenant, not in the commandments, not in none of that. Amen. That's outcast. Dogs, amen, nothing. I mean nothing, amen. Goodness. Here he comes to her. And he sits on her well, the well. He was weary from his journey, it said. And he sat on her well. And he sat there and he, listen to this here. He said, give me a drink. This is what he was saying. I'm willing to have a drink out of the same pot you drank out of. That would not be. They wouldn't have done that, brother.
No.
The Jewish people hated them people.
Yeah.
They looked at outcast, half-breed people.
Yep.
And here's the Son of God. Amen.
Yep.
Thank God, the Jew.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. Come and said, I'll drink out of your pot. Amen. Give me the drink. And then that's when she said, you're a Jew. Amen. Why would you ask me, amen, to drink out of my pot? Amen. Listen, thank God. Not only was he willing, thank God, he came in the world to be one of us. Amen. And come to us and drink with us. Amen. Listen, that's who he was. Thank God, that's why he came. Amen. That's right. It's kind of confused her probably. And then saith the woman of Samaria, she said, we have no dealings with y'all. Here's a great verse. Jesus answered, said to her, if thou knewest. If thou knewest the gift of God. Buddy, there's lost people that's around us every day. And they can't understand why would these people love a God they hadn't seen. Why would these people love a Savior that I've never known? Why? Amen. Why is these people so zealous? Why is these people love him like that? Why are these people always talking about him? Why are these people gather the other people that love him? I mean, I don't understand. If thou knewest the gift of God, if thou knewest. That's what he said to her. If thou knewest. Is salvation knowing? It is. It's knowing him and the gift of God in him. It is. Amen. You don't know nobody unless they've been made known to you. That's right. If thou knewest the gift of God. He said this, if thou knewest, this is what she would do if you knew it. Who it is, and that saith to thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest. See the action of it. If thou knewest, thou wouldest. Amen. If thou, God bless it. Amen. Listen. If thou knewest, thou wouldest. Amen. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If thou knewest, thou wouldest. Amen. That's right. If you know it, amen. Listen. If you know the gift of God, then thou wouldest, he said. Notice what he said. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I'll give you something in you that will always be alive and springing up and quenching your thirst. Run after what you want to, and ain't going to quench it. This is not no more than a religious well that can only satisfy the thirst temporarily. There's a lot of religious wells. There's Baptist wells. We got to have our well just like this. Put a sign on it. Baptist well. They can tell you everything they believe, but not whom they have believed. We can drink there because we dress a certain way. We carry a KJV. We can drink there. We can drink there because we believe this and believe that. And you'll have to keep coming back because the well's about him and not about what you know, but who you know. Amen. There's more. Listen, I'm going to tell you something about Jesus in this here. He brought things up to her, but I'm going to tell you what. He never got off the subject of the water. Ultimately, the water was the whole subject of a drink of water. He used a drink of water that she come to get at a time when nobody else would be there because they didn't respect her and they didn't care for her. And she went there knowing that she had to go there but while nobody else was there. And that was the hour she went. And he had, thank God, something for her. Amen. He said this, the woman said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with and the well's deep. And thou, art thou greater than Jacob, which give us this well? This is our well. Jacob, give this. And, amen. So, there's something about the temple there involved. Then there was Jews. I mean, these was half-breed Jewish people. They had mixed with these people. And now they was not pure Jew. And so they said, they knew religious background stuff. They was taught that, but they was also pagan. They was pagan people. It's a mixture. You can't mix truth and error. You can't mix Christ with works. You can't do it. Christ produces works, but you can't mix it. It's two different wells. A lot of people want to drink out of their well, not his well. Listen to me. There's too much mixture in the Baptist church. Grace and law. One of the worst mixes there are. Number one, the law is perfect, but the law couldn't produce what God wanted to produce. It couldn't produce perfection in you. Because it's weak. We're weak in the flesh. We couldn't keep it. Christ kept it, fulfilled it, and done it all. In him, thank God, it's all fulfilled. But the fact of it was, you can't, listen,
Brother, I've done it in the past, amen, but I'm telling you this day, amen, no man is made perfect by the works of the law or the flesh. Here's the rule of God. The rule of God is his son. He measures up to everything God says to perfection and wholeness and righteousness and redemption and anything, sanctification, every bit of that's in Christ. You can't produce it. It's got to be in him. You can't even produce, thank God, what you think you'll do. It's got to be God doing, and that's the blessing of it, amen. Listen to me. He'll only do what he gets glory for. If you think you can produce a broken heart, you can't. You can't produce nothing but helplessness. When you learn these things in the truth, you can't mix it. You can't have Jews religion and you can't have paganism. Amen. How many people did Paul preach to that was religious? He told them at Mars here, you're too superstitious. You're too religious. Thank God he's not far from you. As poets talked about him. But he come out all men everywhere to repent. They got to repent from what they are and who they believe in. They believed in gods, plural. That's where the word poly comes from. More than one. We're one God. One faith, one baptism. One church. Everything's one. Everything. Listen to me. I'm getting off base here a minute, but I'm going to say this. Everything in a marriage ought to be one.
Amen.
One wife. The wife you're married to is you and her. One family. One money. This is a wrong thought in a marriage. Mine and yours. That ain't the way it works. It's one. That's my car. That's your car. That's my money. That's your money. There's one God. There's one Lord. There's one body. There's one way. Amen. That's right. See, all these nations believed in more than one outside of the Jews. They knew, brother, read Deuteronomy 6, the one God. They knew the oneness of it. They knew that right. Amen. Them Jews knew that. They just blinded by God himself that they wouldn't see who the Messiah was. Amen. He blinded their eyes. He closed their ears. And listen, why? Thank God he did it for us. That the Gentiles, thank God, could get in. Amen. Because, friend, he did come for the Jew first. And the Jew does get saved. But, brother, as far as a nation now, they don't. Don't see who he is. But he's one. He's the same God to the Jew as he is to the Gentile. He's the same God to the Gentile he is to the Jew. There ain't two gods. There's one God, one Lord, and one Savior. That's right. There ain't but one. God's a God of oneness. This woman probably couldn't see that. Notice this here. He brings up the fact that he said, I like verse 14, but whosoever, I like that, don't you? No prejudice. Jews, not just Jews. He's a Jew. Whosoever drinketh of the water, notice here's the key, that I shall give him. Whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him. I shall give him this. Whosoever drinketh the water, I shall give him. You don't force a drink. He gives you a drink. You can't break through and get a drink. He's got to give you a drink. Listen to this. You want a drink.
There ain't never anybody that ever wanted to be saved didn't get saved. That's right. Notice this here. Shall never thirst. I shall give him, shall never thirst, but the water, here it is, that I shall give him, shall be, here's the key, in him. That's a new word right there. In him. In him. In him. I'm talking about out of their belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Thus he spake of the Spirit. He said by the Holy Ghost this morning. The Holy Ghost is his Spirit. What's my spirit produce? Sin. It's after Adam. What's his spirit produce? Righteousness, holiness, godliness, all of it. That's what it produces. Listen to me. All of us fall short because we're in the flesh. But everybody that's ever drank from this well will be different. If you ever drank from this well, you'll say there's never been a greater drink than I've ever had in life as this drink. Amen. Listen to what he said. Him, in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He said the water springs up in you into everlasting life. He said, listen, it's eternal. It's forever. Amen. You'll never have to go without it again. Amen. It always is there. Amen. You drank from it all the time. Amen. We drank from it. All drank from it. Jew or Gentile, we all drank from this what's in us. That's how we get it. That's how it comes up. That's how it springs up. Amen. In spirit life, it's a springing up in us, amen. It's the water in the wells, eternal water. Notice what he said. And the woman said this, sir, give me this water. She had to see before she drank that water that the water she had wasn't no good. The water you had produced five husbands. The water you had, it's caused you to be with a man that wasn't your husband. And then she got religious and said, I perceive you're a prophet. You're a spokesman for God to know these things. And he knew what he's telling about her. And then she went and said, our fathers worship in this mountain. It was the mountain of Gerizim. Gerizim. Z-E-R-I-Z-I-M. That was the mountain. That they, listen, they thought that mountain was holy. They thought that mountain was a place that's where they could talk to God. And I like Jesus' answer, brother, listen to me. This is it. You've got to get it. I've read it and you've read it. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me. Believe, Jesus said, believe me. The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. He said, put Jerusalem in there, Jews. Worship the Father. It's not these mountains. That's what he's saying. How many people so superstitious that think they've got to be at a certain place before God to talk to them? Notice this. He said to her, ye worship, you know not what. You know, we know what we worship. I'm talking about the Jewish people. For salvation is of the Jews. He's saying this here. He's saying the Messiah come through the Jews. And I'm him. She don't know that. He's talking to her. He talks to you before you get saved. He tells you things about yourself before you got saved. That's right. That's why you was troubled. Amen. Because what he said to you wasn't meeting what you have. Amen. He's got to trouble you before he'll, thank God, show you. He'll talk to you before he gives you peace. Amen. Amen. That's him. Notice this. I love this here. Verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is. He said it's here. When the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
He ain't seeking people to preach for him. He called them. He ain't seeking people to do anything but to worship him. He seeks sinners, but he seeks such to worship him. Worship means to adore him. To thank God to have great and ultimate and only adoration for him. It's hard to do it when you adore other things more than you do him. See, if we, I put me in the boat, if we come together as a body of believers and had only completely desired to worship Christ in anything that's brought forth through spirit life, amen, what would it be like? Instead of sitting here thinking, what am I going to do when I get out? I'm tired. I don't feel like being here. You reckon that woman, after she met the Lord, she'd say, I ain't going to be able to make it tonight, preacher. I'm tired. Look at verse number 24. God is a spirit. He's a spirit. God is a spirit. Christ became flesh and is God. But God is a spirit. God is a spirit. That's what she said. God is a spirit. That's why you in his likeness, because you're a spirit creature. That's how you commune with him, through your spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Here's the spirit. The spirit is a little S here. So the spirit's talking about the spirit of man that's been quickened by the spirit of God to worship him in the spirit life of you, the inward man. That's where the spirit is, and the spirit, thank God. That's why all of a sudden, truth, when it hits you, amen, you say, yes, yes, thank God for the Lord Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Don't get all bent out about the Pentecostal saying hallelujah, it's in the Bible. Some of y'all help you to say it. Me too. Spirit is the inward spirit of genuine purity and love toward Christ. Truth is Christ, and truth is true fact reality. We know who he is. That's how you worship him, in spirit and truth. He is that. He's spirit and he's truth. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can bear witness with you and say, yes. That's right. This is what Jesus is saying. Worship is not about a place. It's about the Spirit. Here's the sad thing. I've said it before, and I have the same problem you do. We come together because we're a body of believers, and we need this. But it's far bigger than this. Worship is not limited to a place. It's from the heart. Now, this could happen, has happened to you and anybody else that's saved. You might come today and you might just get a little something. And you might get in your car going home and you think about the goodness of God and the Holy Ghost come in and you have a time. It ain't limited to this place. Anytime anybody limits something to a place, amen, listen, they're limiting what God wants to do for them if they would worship him, because he seeks such to worship him, and that means all the time. That means out in the lawnmower mowing. That means, thank God, fixing with your bees. You learn from him. It don't matter where it's at. I called Brother Junior the other day. I was going up the road. I called Brother Junior Hollifield, and we got talking about the scripture, and boy, got to rolling, buddy.
Son, it got to rolling. I mean, when that conversation is through, I believe both of us could preach to one another for an hour. What stirred that? The truth in the Spirit. Who was the ultimate, one that we was making much of? Christ. And what that does is it produces, you want to get on your knees and bow before him and say, Lord, I thank thee for who you are. I thank thee for blessing me. I thank thee for helping me. I thank thee for being my Lord. I thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing but you're everything. And you save me and give me truth and right. And I thank God for it. That woman didn't have an idea. She thought just going to that mountain up there was what worship was. That's what the Jews do. They went to the temple. They go to the wailing wall now and cry out for the Messiah to come. Why? They don't know him. Notice this woman I'm about to prove. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah. She knew about it. Cometh, and he shall tell us all things. I think that's what she says right there. And he shall tell us all things. And here's the whole thing about it all, folks. Here is a woman of Samaria that's been married 5 times, was living with a man, was confounded in her own mind probably. To the fact of who is this man? Tells me about my husband. Then tells me about worship. Who is this man? And then he looked at her and said, I think she looked at him, Mrs. Firm. And he said, ma'am, I'm just paraphrasing. He said right here, I that speak unto thee am he. I'm the Messiah you're talking about. I'm him. Amen. Listen, the revelation opened to that woman that this is him. This is Messiah. This is Messiah. I mean, this is Messiah. This is the coming, the sent one from God. This is the Messiah. What did she do? She got rid of the water pot. That's right. She got rid of it. She threw it down. If you read that, that's what she said. Amen. Listen, the woman then left her water pot. Says left it. You'll leave a lot of things if he ever comes into you. Quit trying to quit things. You ain't going to quit nothing. You can't pay for what you done. Besides in damnation. People say, I got to quit this and that. You can't do a thing. She left her water pot. You know what? If you ever see him for who he is, you won't carry that around. You'll leave it. That was her source, Jonathan, for years to get a drink. And now, thank God, she had got into the well of God. Amen. She left her water pot and went, listen, I like this here. Amen. It says she went to the city and said to the men. She had a man problem anyway. But she said to the men, think about what she said. She said, come see a man. This is a man that I met that ain't like none of you other men. This is a man I met, amen, that ain't like nobody else I've ever met. Amen, listen what she said. Hey, God, listen. It said, and she said, told me, he said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. He talked to me, revealed to me what I really was. If not this, the Christ. And they went out of the city and came unto him. One woman stirred a whole city to come hear him. And they believed. Huh? One woman. There's women evangelists in the Bible. They just ain't under the Ephesians 4. But what an evangelist is somebody that bearer of good news. They don't have that title, but they're doing that went testifying of Christ. Amen. That's right. Listen. Mary Magdalene was one. Yeah. First one that seen Jesus after the resurrection. She was there, Brother Robert. Amen. That's right. She told the disciples, he's arisen. He's alive. Thank God I seen him. Amen. I seen him. Thank God, he said, Mary. Amen. That's my Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy. There ain't nobody in his church building where the church meets that the Lord can't save. There ain't nobody outside here, as far as what we know, the Lord can't save. He ain't prejudiced. You are sometimes, and I am sometimes. But he's not. Would you choose a select people to go witness to, or would you witness to all people? Believe in God to take the word and open their eyes. That's right. When's the last time we've said, come see a man? How many times did that ring in their ears, Brother Robert? Come see a man. Come see him. Come see him. Is any good thing that cometh out of Nazareth? That's what they said to him, yes, Nathanael.
Yes, sir.
Is there any good thing that cometh out of Nazareth? And Jesus said, come and see. Come and see. He said, I seen thee when you stood under a fig tree. I done seen you. And he said, I like it. He said, an Israelite who has no guile. In other words, he ain't being a hypocrite saying, is there any good thing that come out of Nazareth? He is speaking from his heart exactly what he thought. Do you know what? God's got more, I don't know what word to use. He's got more blessing on somebody that would speak from their heart instead of doctor it up to sound good. Come see a man. Huh? Come see a man. I bless the Lord for it. Well, that's what I want to say this morning. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand.